Hello, this is Tiara.
Hello, this is Allie.
And this is the Goddess Vibration Podcast. Welcome back, you guys. So today we are going to dive into a topic that we have talked about prior. But this is going to be more about like the entry level or the beginning phases of spirituality or the spiritual awakening and what that can look like and feel like, because I feel like we're in a space right now, just generally speaking and on the planet, where a lot of people are starting to awaken and a lot of people are kind of stumbling into this space where they're like, okay, I've had this profound shift in awareness. What do I do next? I'm kind of scared because this is new. This is different. I don't know anything about it. I don't know which direction to go. So I'm hoping that with this episode, we can talk a little bit about the beginning phases of a spiritual awakening and what it can look like and feel like and how to navigate through that, because I'm going to be honest, like when I first started my awakening journey, I went seeking information and details, and I just don't quite feel like I got the right information, if that makes sense.
Yes. So my experience is a little different. I don't really relate to this only because I've had multiple spiritual awakenings, and you will have multiple. Like, I don't want our audience to think that it's one spirit, it's one and done. You have this spiritual awakening, it's so profound, and guess what? It's over. You will actually have multiple throughout your lifetime. The more that you discover about yourself, the more that you connect to yourself, the more that you learn about yourself, there'll be pivotal moments where you actually have larger awakenings and bigger awakenings. And I've been on this journey pretty much my entire life because my upbringing has been very different. And I, to this day, still have awakenings. I have such profound moments where I'm just like, oh, it all makes sense now. And I still have those. So I go through, this doesn't make sense. What's the point? Where's the lesson? I don't get it. And then it's like the more that I am consistent with it and the more that I work on it, I'm just like, oh, there it is. All makes sense. And honestly, it's those moments that make me keep going, because there are moments where I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired. Nothing makes sense. I don't even know what I'm doing this for anymore. And so when it does start to make sense, that's what makes you keep going, because you get excited and you're just like, that's why that happened. That's why I needed to go through that. Okay, I get it. But no, I mean, I still struggle with it to this day, where I'm just like, I don't know why I'm doing this anymore. I don't want to do this anymore. Like, I quit, and something inside of me just keeps me going.
Same. Something inside of me keeps me going too. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why. I've had, just like Allie, multiple times where I'm just like, this is crazy. Nothing makes sense. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm not getting anywhere. I am tired. Like, my hair is falling out. I'm stressed. And for some reason, like, I just keep trugging forward. I guess ultimately just hoping for a different outcome. And hoping for something different and kind of sensing and knowing that there is a better path for me and something beautiful out there for me somewhere. So, when I have had multiple awakenings as well, but I think what's quite different from Allie's journey is that I had one pivotal, profound overnight shift in awareness. And it's really difficult to put it into words what it was like. And I will say that it was actually a very beautiful experience, initially. Like it was just this shift in awareness. And it was just like I felt this very connected, loving feeling and sense of needing to find out who I really was and what my true journey was meant to be. And I was seeing angel numbers and I felt lights, and I don't know. It was quite nice and it was very beautiful. And once I had that experience and that new awareness, I was like, all right, well, what do I do with this? Where do I go with this? Some aspect of me knew, like just intuitively and instinctually, that I had an awakening. I don't know how I knew that, but I knew that. And so I was like, okay, well, perhaps the next phase is to figure out who I truly am. Like, who am I as a person? And what am I meant for in this life? And I remember explicitly, like, recognizing and understanding that my awakening was triggered by a divine counterpart connection or a twin soul connection, because it was the type of thing where we had interacted energetically and then somehow that triggered this expanse and awareness on my end and on my part. And it actually preceded a dream, which is another episode. But I had a dream, I had this profound shift, and I was like, okay, well, since I know that this is somehow connected to a twin soul, I'm going to go to Google and I am going to look up twin flames and twin souls and see if I can make sense of what I'm intuiting about this connection. And that's essentially what I did. Like, I spent a lot of time on Google, reading through Reddit and Quora about the twin soul connection, or, you know, they call it twin flame for the most part, and like what it means and how this other person is an extension of you and you guys both need to do the healing work if you want union. And I do just want to preface this by saying that when it comes to twin flame and twin soul information, there is a ton, and I mean a ton, of misinformation and disinformation on the internet. Like, there's just so much. So it's just, you know, another reason why we're having this episode is to sort of provide a little bit more guidance for some of the people who are early in their journeys when it comes to where they go to get information, because this is sort of where I started to get caught in some of the wrong information. But because I didn't know any better and I just wanted, like, to understand what I was experiencing and going through, like, I virtually latched on to everything, like almost everything that I found about twin flames and what the journey means and what you're supposed to do to ground your union. Like, I latched on to everything and like all of it. And I remember even getting involved in a Facebook group that was specifically for twin flames. And the moderators in there had this specific philosophy. And the philosophy was that when it comes to your twin flame, the focus isn't union. It's not about union. It's not about trying to be with that person. It's about seeking and discovering what the lessons are and what this person is mirroring to you. And then you go find someone else. And I was just like, okay, so on paper, that makes sense. Like, you know, I'm in a situation or a connection where we're both married, but it's not like we can be together anyway. So maybe I need to figure this out in regards to, okay, well, how do I navigate this connection and the pull that I feel without violating our marriages? And while also capturing the lessons and doing what I can on myself to maybe ground this in the future. So I remember, like, initially having that thought and, like, wrestling with myself, because there was a piece of me that was like, you know, something about this doesn't feel right. I don't know why it doesn't feel right, but something about this doesn't feel like it's true. Interestingly enough, the universe has this thing. Well, sometimes they'll send us people to help us along our journey or to help shift us in another direction. And I did get sent someone on Facebook who was like, you know what, all this stuff they're saying about twin flames, like, it's bullshit and it's wrong and they're trying to steer people in the wrong direction. And like, I don't understand all these people who are listening to this and you shouldn't listen to this. And I was just like, okay, I get where you're coming from. But like, maybe I should, because we're both married. So maybe this is what I need. And so I remember like having some of those thoughts. And then from there, like just going into so much of the wrong information about spirituality and the journey and like spending so much of my time and energy feeling like there was something wrong with me that needed to be fixed. Like I remember distinctively feeling like the reason why we weren't in union was my fault and that I needed to fix it and that I needed to fix myself and like just feeling anxious about it and taking that burden upon myself. And I wouldn't want that for anyone and don't want that for anyone at all. And at the end of the day, that's really not even what spirituality is about. And it just makes me so crazy that that information is out there and that there are so many people, like even in that one group, that are seeing that and being fed that. So, you know, at least for me, that information is kind of where it started to like send me in the wrong direction, if that makes sense.
So I kind of want to just back up here for a second, because the twin flame concept, you guys, is so heavily misunderstood. And I know that there's a lot of distortion around it. And I know probably hearing that, it's going to be very triggering. So my apologies in advance. That's not my intention. But I do feel a responsibility for the people that do understand what the twin flame connection really, truly is about. I do feel responsible for at least giving our audience or giving these people a different perspective and a different side of what that concept really is. And, you know, I kind of feel like this started with Megan Fox, who has been very vocal about her spiritual journey, especially with Machine Gun Kelly and, you know, her saying like she doesn't have it all wrong, but her saying, you know, Machine Gun Kelly and I are split souls, like meaning we are one soul that has been split into two people.
Right.
And that's what the twin flame journey is. And, you know, so basically we're just two halves making each other complete as one. And I think that's how, you know, she presented it. And, you know, obviously being a celebrity and having that platform, you know, people probably hit the internet and was just like, oh, tell me more about this twin flame journey. And unfortunately, the internet has a lot of her sentiments.
It does. And it's just, it's a way to get, especially once you start like feeding into that, some of that twin flame stuff, it can really send you in the wrong direction. So we actually do have a recording that we did from season one where we talk about divine counterpart connections. And we do clarify, you know, what the twin flame experience is like, if you guys are interested in that. But I do just want to, you know, share that you need to be careful, especially at the beginning of your awakening when it comes to some of this information, because spirituality is much more than that. Now, I know also that there are a lot of people who do have these very profound divine counterpart connections, and they just want to make sense of it. And that's how I felt too, where I was just like, you know, I want to make sense of what this was. It is so different from anything I've ever felt and experienced. It turned my world upside down. This person is on my mind all the time. I'm dreaming about them every day. Like, what is this and why is this happening to me? So I understand that urge to want to get understanding and clarity around it. You know, I just want to make sure that people, when it comes to finding some information, practice discretion and not let other people's beliefs influence their own, because I did that as well. Like that belief that, you know, you need to avoid your twin flame and find someone else. Like I believe that, and it influenced my behavior in many ways, and it was not for the better. So please do take that into consideration when you're beginning this journey, is just like lean into that intuition a little bit more. You know, mine was there. I just didn't listen to it. And that's my fault. So don't be like me. But just in addition to that, like, and I think this happens to a lot of people, when I initially had my awakening, I also did feel very alone. And a big part of that is because you are experiencing something that isn't talked about, right? Like, you know, when you're in the matrix, you're on the rat race, there are things that people talk about and accept, and there are some things you don't talk about. And talking about how you can see angel numbers and hear things and have these profound dreams about your twin flame connection isn't really something that we go talking about in our day-to-day matrix lives. And a part of me kind of felt like, oh my God, I can't share this with anyone, because if I do, they're going to think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And that was a big concern for me. And I even went as far as not even sharing any of this with my husband. Like, I shared a little bit of it, but the depth of it I didn't share. And a big part of that is because, you know, part of the reason for the awakening was a divine counterpart connection. Now, granted, like, we were only interacting on messages on Facebook. It didn't go beyond that. But it's really, really tricky to navigate a divine counterpart connection when you're in a relationship with someone else. Like, it is so tricky, and it makes you question yourself, and you question if you're a good person or not, and you question, wow, why am I feeling this? Like, I remember distinctly having this conversation with my divine counterpart, and we were just like, gosh, are we bad people for feeling this way toward each other when we're married elsewhere? And I didn't know how to answer. I was just like, I don't know. Like, I just know that this isn't like anything I felt, but I also know that I have an obligation to my husband, just as you do to your wife. So we never crossed that line. We never even explored the connection. It was just something that was just always there. And I did my best to extract the lessons for it on my end, as I hope he did on his end. But when you have those really unique, profound experiences, it is so isolating. And I remember not really knowing where to go and like where to encounter other people having this similar unique experience. So I just kind of went online, and I went into different spaces and in different directions. And I remember stumbling across a couple healers and did get a couple readings here and there, but they never really got into the core of some of the deeper healing that I needed to do. Like, a lot of the readings that I had were just very surface, and it was always just, oh, you know, you need to work on this, and if you do that, then things will shift for you. And I remember having one that helped me navigate through some emotions around a traumatic experience I had in my childhood, and she kind of just, we did some visualizations, but I remember leaving it and just feeling like, I don't really feel any different than I was before I did this. So that's on me for not practicing deeper discretion. But you will soon realize that when it comes to an awakening, once you start looking for the information and the help and the support, discretion and intuition is so, so, so important. And I cannot reiterate that enough.
That is because Tiara and I, at some point, we aligned and, you know, we were individually working with our spirit teams, but weirdly working together with our spirit teams. It was a very interesting dynamic. And it was really through my spirit team that not only taught me a lot, but also had to kind of steer Tiara into a completely different direction. And she's like, what is all this? And I don't like it. And it's making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yes. Yes. And, you know, in another episode, we talked about how oftentimes it's really easy to get steered in the wrong direction, especially when you're seeking information online. Now, I don't know why it's like this. I don't know why the internet is so rife with misinformation and disinformation around spirituality and what it takes to heal and ascend. But gosh, I would probably say close to 90% or more of the information on the internet when it comes to spirituality is so distorted, or it's just outright wrong. So I got caught up in the whole love and light healing, which you've heard it sometimes referred to as the false ascension matrix, where you do the love and light surface healing and you are encouraged to do that, but you're also told that this is the path forward and that if you just keep doing that, that you're ascending and healing. And I believe that. I believe that 100%. So I was like, all right, cool. Let me just continue working with my crystals and doing meditation. And like every once in a while, I would have additional smaller awakenings where I'd recognize something or a pattern about myself that I didn't recognize before, and I would try to shift it. But it was all very surface level stuff. And it wasn't until I really started working with Allie that I realized how far in the wrong direction I had gone. And that in and of itself is very jarring, because you put so much time and effort and energy into what you think is healing only to be told. And money. Only to be told that you haven't done enough of anything at all. And not only is that jarring, but it's also very discouraging. To the point where I was just like, yo, I don't know if this spirituality stuff is for me. I don't get why the work I'm putting in hasn't been work. Like, what do you mean? This doesn't make sense to me. Like, I had to like wrestle with myself again in regards to really listening to, you know, what they were saying. I call them the guides. What they were saying in regards to what I really needed to do to shift. And that in of itself was also an additional process, because that's when I was introduced to shadow work for the first time, which, by the way, is not talked about enough in some of these online spaces. I don't know why that component of the spiritual journey gets discarded, but even when I was working with healers that I had paid to work with and given money to, I even remember doing like an entire program with a spiritualist. Nothing around shadow work was ever mentioned, and nothing around that deeper aspect of healing was ever mentioned. And so it was just such a wake-up call in regards to how easy it is to get steered in the wrong direction when we're going online trying to find answers. So we did create a space with some of this information in mind that we've talked about before, called the Higher Bio Tribe, where we kind of know what can happen when you navigate online spirituality without that second set of eyes to help navigate you along the way. And the Higher Vibe Tribe is meant to be that second set of eyes for you. So for anyone who's interested, please do go check us out. You can find a link to our Higher Vibe Tribe on our website. This is www.goddessvibrationstudio.com. But on this journey, especially when you're in the beginning of your awakening, it is so, so, so important to have that discretion, use it and listen to it, and to find a supportive group or community that can help you. Because I spent a lot of time doing it by myself and trying to do it by myself. A lot of that was egoic because I'm hyper independent. But at the end of the day, it really didn't get me anywhere. And so that also goes to show how important it is to have someone else by your side or a community by your side when it comes to this kind of work.
Another thing I want to add about community is that it gives you a sense of belonging. It gives you a sense of feeling misunderstood, because spirituality is heavily misunderstood. And not only is it heavily misunderstood, but it's very isolating, because you are going against the masses. Your thought processes are going against A, everything that we have been taught since we were born. And B, it's also, you know, people, a lot of people, depending on how you were brought up, and, you know, a lot of people, even in the households, have that programming, especially if you grew up in a religious household where it's like you got to keep those traditions going. And it's really hard to break free from that, because especially depending on who your friends are, who your family are, you don't want to be judged by them, because it's just like you don't want to, because out of fear of losing them too, you're just like, I don't want my parents to now think that something's wrong with me, or I don't want to lose some of my friends because I'm feeling like, you know, they want something different from what I want, which is totally fine. But at the same time, it's just, you can't stop people from having opinions. You can't stop people from judging. And I know that that gets in the way of your own insecurities of being like, well, I don't want to be different. Like, it's already hard enough being me, and now I'm about to take this different path and people are going to view me differently, and now I'm at risk of not only being judged but losing these people. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for me personally, I've lost tons of people in my life because they just no longer align with me, and I couldn't let that stop me. And I feel like a lot of people let that stop them because, you know, no one likes change. No one knows what's going to happen if you walk this path. There's no guarantees in life. You don't know what is coming at you when you go against the grain. And that's all very scary. It's very isolating. And because Tiara and I have either A, gone through it like myself, or B, going through it like she is right now, you know, for the past few years, Tiara and I were very fortunate that we found solace in each other in our journeys, and we were able to learn a lot from each other. But that's when we were just like, there's got to be more people out there like us. This is why we are looking for a soul tribe. And a soul tribe is just a community of all different types of souls. Like, this is different from soul family. This is very different. It's just a soul tribe where it's a place that you can go where you can feel supported. You don't have to feel like you've been outcasted or ostracized. It's a place where we support each other, and you're in good company with people who might not fully understand what you're going through, but can relate and can have shared experiences with each other. Because it wasn't until very recently that Tiara and I had a meeting with this woman where she was just like, it feels so good to have this conversation with you guys, because I acknowledge that it's isolating, and, you know, it makes us wonder how many people feel isolated, how many people feel lost in this journey, how many people feel misunderstood. And I can guarantee you, anyone who is in a spiritual awakening or has been in spirituality for a while, I can guarantee you that most of those people feel all those things.
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like it's a rite of passage. Like, obviously I can't speak for everyone, but part of that awakening is navigating through that sense of isolation and aloneness, because, you know, as Ali mentioned, you're experiencing something that isn't talked about, that isn't really received well. And I know personally for me, I had this fear of being like considered crazy or cuckoo or even committed were some of the fears that I had. So when it came to some of the things I was experiencing and, you know, my journey, I kept most of it to myself, or I would journal. I do recommend journaling if you're feeling like that, because it did help a lot, actually. But yeah, I mean, it's almost just part of that journey is navigating through that. And it goes to show how significant it is and how important it is to have a community and a space where you can talk about shared experiences, because there is so much value in understanding that we're all having the same shared experience, just in different ways.
Absolutely. And I'm very thankful that, you know, I've had Tiara, because like I said, her and I have figured out a lot of our journeys, not even in this lifetime, but even past lifetimes, and like doing past life regression with each other and rediscovering who we are, because that's a huge component to what spirituality is. It's connecting to yourself. It's learning about yourself. It's learning, why did we come to Earth? Like, why are we here? We are not here to be a part of the matrix. We are not here to make the rich richer while we struggle. We are not here for, you know, unfortunately, what the dark forces that exist on this planet have put in place for us. And they're like, let's just turn the masses into our modern day slaves. And like, you know, let's develop this school system where we teach them how to survive in the workplace. Like, school is there to make workers. Like, they are not there to teach us really about life, why we're here. I find it really interesting. If you look at the parallels of the things that the governments do and the people of power do to keep us completely suppressed from discovering our true nature and who we are as people. Like, this whole thing that Tiara and I both learned, because I didn't know Tiara when I was a kid, but we have talked about it, where, you know, they teach us drugs are bad. And I'm not saying there are drugs that are bad. I'm not saying all drugs are healthy and good. And I'm not a drug advocate in any way, shape, or form. But I do believe that there is a value in psychedelics. And I find it very interesting that the government has basically banned all these drugs and called them illicit. And if you're caught with them, then you get in trouble and all that stuff. So it's just really interesting, like, in school, they don't teach you how to live. They don't teach you about money, because if you knew how money worked, then guess what? You wouldn't have to join the rat race and work 9 to 5 to make the people richer if you actually understood how money worked. It's they have purposely have taken things from us to help us live independently. And, you know, substances that can help with the journey can, not always, but can, and reconnect ourselves and find meaning in life that has absolutely nothing to do with the matrix.
Oh, I am absolutely convinced that all that misinformation and disinformation online when it comes to spirituality is intentional. Like, it's almost like it's designed to not only send people into one specific direction that is incomplete, but also to send people into states of comfort and complacency. Because if you're focusing on love and light only, and you're feeling content in that, then why would you do anything deeper? Or why would you do anything else? Like, when I dove into that type of work, I felt fantastic. Like, I felt so, so good. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm ascending and it just feels great. And I have not felt this great in so long. And, you know, this is just fabulous. And so, like, I didn't see any need to do anything else. Like, I didn't see any need to do, like, the shadow work or the deeper introspective stuff.
So when did that shift for you? Yeah. And when did that shift for you?
It probably didn't really shift until when I was in, maybe slightly before, or when I was in Colombia, because you and I were working together and we were working with some of the archangels. And I don't think it really clicked that it wasn't enough, like what I was doing and had done wasn't enough until then. And then even then, I didn't understand. Like, I was just like, well, what do you mean? It wasn't enough. Like, I was spending years doing this stuff. And you're telling me it wasn't enough? Like, that's not right. And so I, even then, I still gave pushback because it made me feel like I had wasted time, or like that I wasn't approaching things the way it should have been and had just wasted years of my life. And I didn't like that sense. So there was pushback around that as well. But I would say around that time is when I, like, it really clicked and I was just like, oh, I got a lot more work to do.
DR had so much pushback. Like, I really cannot describe the frustration I was feeling. But at the same time, it's like, as a coach, you also have to balance that with grace, right? Because it is a new concept. It is a new concept. And I basically started with explaining to her that even though you have focused on all of this love and light, and love and light is part of spirituality. I don't want our audience to think that it's not part of spirituality. It absolutely is. Mm-hmm. It was really when I started to highlight some very toxic behavioral patterns with Tiara. And she was just like, well, what do you mean? And I was just like, you can't have these toxic behavioral patterns keep resurfacing and cycling and expect to expand and grow.
Mm-hmm. And that is something that a lot of, you know, the false ascension matrix discards and dismisses. Like, there isn't that focus and emphasis on negative behavioral patterns, where those come from, how those need to be changed, how the brain needs to be rewired, and new neural pathways need to be developed and formed, and old ways of thinking and behaving need to be shifted. Like, that stuff is stuff that I never found, even when I was doing all this online seeking and research and trying to find answers. And that's so unfortunate. And it kind of drives me crazy. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Well, rightfully so, because, I mean, if you want to discover more about who you are, it's the first thing that you're going to do is look up the internet. Like, I'm pretty sure probably the top hit is, what is an awakening?
Right. That and twin flame stuff.
Right. And so you Google, like, what is an awakening? And it will tell you, like, an awakening basically is you start to perceive things differently than what is your actual reality. And it's like, okay, so what do I do with that information? Where do I go next? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people do gravitate towards the twin flame thing because I get it. It's like, who doesn't want to be in union with their divine masculine or their twin flame or their divine counterpart? Like, who doesn't want that? Of course you want that. It's like you're connecting with this person that makes you feel understood. You're connecting with this person that makes you feel very blissful and makes you feel like, okay, like I found my person, and that person gets me. And it's effortless. And I mean, that's fantastic. But at the same time, you know, there's all these things on the internet, like lists of like, oh, this is how you know you met your twin flame. And if you, so you read through the list, and if you're like, oh, I feel all those things, that person must be my twin flame. It's just your mind. It's like the information that you find online. It's like if those lists check, and if you can check off those boxes with the person that you're in that scenario with right now, it's just like, that person's my twin flame, I found it, this is my forever person. And then if that relationship falls apart, which most of them do, it's like, wait a second, that was my twin flame, like, what's going on?
Right. And there's another component of it where people feel like, because this person is my quote unquote twin flame, I need to figure out how to make it work at all costs. And that is so destructive and it is so toxic. And I've seen what that can do to people. And it's just another example of how the information out there cannot all be trusted. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to discard your twin flame entirely. You know, I had a twin flame, you know, I call it twin soul. That's just the term I use. It's because we're a little unique in that regard. And I had a twin soul connection, and like, I recognized that, yeah, there was significance and importance when it comes to this connection, but it might not mean that we end up together at all. That doesn't mean that I can't still take value out of that connection. And that's okay. And I feel like people kind of get caught up in, I need this person or else, or like there's no one else. Like it just has to be this person. And that can lead you down the wrong pathway as well. So, you know, it's important that we try to really not let, this is really hard. It's very hard. But it's important that we try not to let the ego overtake our intuition and our heart when it comes to this journey, because ultimately that's also how we can often end up going down the wrong path.
Oh, I'm so happy that you brought up the ego. Tiara, can you share a little bit about your egoic experience?
Oh, yes. I'm an ego master. I mean, I don't say that to boast or brag because it's not boasting or bragging, but I have a lot of ego. And, you know, Ali was talking about like recognizing that point where I realized that I needed to do some of the deeper shadow work stuff. And my ego was like, nah, nope. I spent too much time working on this stuff already. Like, there is no way you're making me do more of this. You don't make sense. Nope, not happening. And I've done a lot of wrestling with things, but I also had to wrestle with my ego because it was almost like my ego was telling me, if you go down this path of the shadow work, it could be dark and ugly and you might not survive. Like, I felt like that's what my ego was saying to me. Like, almost like you need to be very careful with it, or you need to take your time with it, or ease into it slowly, or just a lot of warnings around shadow work. And I consciously knew that there was a lot of shadow there, and I knew that there was a lot to work through. Like, I intuitively knew that. And there was a part of me that was like, okay, well, I do want to go into this, and I'm curious to know what's there, but I feel like this needs to be a balanced approach in some way. So like, I had that awareness. But I also feel like sometimes there was just my ego having this thing about being all bent out of shape because I spent so much time doing work already and feeling like I need to do more work and, you know, blah, that's some BS, blah. So it was like I had to navigate through all of that to get to a place where I was like, you know, rewiring the brain is a thing. It's important to do. And yeah, I need to look at how I need to go about that. So that in and of itself, like wrestling with the ego and trying to set it aside, especially because I have such a very strong-willed ego, was a lot of work. And it still to this day takes a lot of energy. Like, you know, maybe I'm unique in that regard. I'm not quite sure, but it does require tons of energy to overcome some of those egoic thoughts and beliefs that I've carried. So, like, we all have ego and it all affects us. It affects us all in different ways. I just think it's important that when we go into some of that stuff and even the shadow work, that we recognize that our ego is going to try to tell us things that are going to hinder us and keep us from moving forward. And you have to have the fortitude and the strength to not only recognize that, but try not to let it stop your forward progression. It's going to happen. Like, you're going to stumble and have blocks, and, you know, you might even regress in many ways. But the path forward isn't linear. It's full of bumps and ups and downs, and that's normal. And I think another reason why I struggled is because as grateful as I am that Ali gave me grace, I don't think I really gave it to myself the way I should have. I was very, because I was so egoic, I was very achievement driven. And I think part of me beat myself up for letting myself get stuck in that quote unquote false ascension stuff. And so that was another aspect of some of the work I needed to do, was just giving myself grace in that regard. And that took a lot of time.
So the ego The biggest thing that I really had to highlight to Tiara about the ego is that the ego, unfortunately, keeps us very narrow-minded. And the ego keeps us on a very linear path. And that was one of the things that I had to like nail into Tiara multiple times, where I was just like, all you see is the path ahead of you and how to achieve that, and nothing can deviate in your brain. And you were like, yeah, that's exactly how I feel. And I was like, Tiara, that's the wrong thinking, because spirituality is not linear. You are going to have moments where you make progress, and then you are 1,000% going to have moments where it comes back and you're going to regress. And I can't tell you how many times in my journey that I hit road bumps, especially around some deeper trauma that I was really buried down there, and I brought it to surface and I was like, great, cleared it. Nope, it came back. And it came back maybe 5 or 6 times. And I was just getting annoyed. I was getting frustrated. I was like, why am I doing this anymore? This is ridiculous. Like, no, thank you. I'm done. And I realized that by giving up or wanting to give up, all I was doing at the end of the day was stunting my own growth. And I don't think a lot of people really realize that letting that ego get in the way of your achievements and goals actually ends up stunting your growth in many, many ways. Not in all ways, but in many ways. And I just don't think people understand the power of the ego. And yeah, it is so disheartening to know that it can stunt your growth, because I can channel, and my own spirit team said to me, if you do not clear this, you are not going to ascend any higher. And I was like, well, what the hell does all that mean? And they were just like, if you do not clear this, you're going to, like, your spiritual growth is going to be stunted. Like, you're going to be stagnant. You are going to be on pause. That this is as high as your spiritual journey is going to go at the present moment. And I was just like, yeah, I don't like that. Like, I'm a very curious person. I love exploring. And I was just like, that answer is not good enough for me. And they were like, great, that means you have to work on it. The choice is yours. Like, you can be your own worst enemy in this, and you can say, I've plateaued, this is where it stops, or you can keep pushing forward, but you have to clear this.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm glad you brought up being your own worst enemy, because it's the ego that ultimately drives that when it comes to getting in your own way. And oh, I know that that's happened to me multiple times, where I've gotten in my own way and my own ego has told me things that were either not truths or half truths, or like my ego has this way of like distorting truths. Like, there's truth to it, but it's not the full truth. And so like oftentimes I would get caught in some of that, and then like it would kind of leave me in this place where I'm wrestling with that. And so it's just, you have to recognize when that's happening and try to step back and see the bigger picture, which for me has always been very hard. It has been so, so hard for me to ever see the bigger picture, because my ego wants to tell me, hey, this is what's going on. This is how it is. This is what you do with that. And then usually most of the time I'm just like, oh, okay. So again, it takes a lot of mental fortitude, support, hint, hint, community support, and courage to be able to lift the ego in the face and say, hey, I need a different way. Like, this isn't working for me. I'm not content. I'm not fulfilled. I'm not happy. I want to go in a different direction. I need to give myself grace to do that and know that this journey isn't going to be linear, and it's not going to be perfect. And that's ultimately what I needed to tell myself. And, you know, I wish I would have done that sooner, but I am learning to do that now.
Absolutely. And I just think that that's really important to highlight is that healing is not linear. There's not a single path. There are actually multiple paths to achieve what you want to achieve. It's just, what are you willing to risk? Because there is risk in this. And I would say for me personally, like, as I know that we started this episode talking about the beginning of the spiritual awakening and what that looks like and how scary that is and why we hit the internet and what we look for. But I will say, like, because I'm more experienced into my journey personally, specifically, I'm just talking about me, not about everyone else, that there are really hard things in this journey that you are going to have to be able to remove that ego. And I can tell you my biggest, biggest thing that took years, might I add, was my relationship with money. And like realizing that in order to really fully commit to my spiritual journey, I had to detach my attachment to money and feeling like I have to have money to survive, that there is no other way to survive, that there is no other way to exist. And my spirit team just kept saying, let go of the money thing. The universe will give you what you need at the time when you need it. Like, the universe, you need to trust the process more. And I was like, nope, not going to trust that process. Like, you guys aren't down here. You guys aren't living my life. You don't have my bills. You don't have my need of survival. Like, you guys get to be up there in the astral on your fluffy little cloud. I don't even know where you guys like live. But like, I was just like, nope, not doing it. And I realized that, like, the more that I was attached to my physical reality and things and material and money and this need of survival, I was stunting my growth. And like, I've had a lot of just really interesting realization that I know other people on this journey are struggling with, and I've had to overcome it.
I just wanted to give a shout out to the Fluffy Cloud, because I'm going to use that moving forward. I thought that was freaking hilarious. I never envisioned them sitting up there in fluffy clouds.
Okay, well, but I mean,
I could totally see it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you've ever seen any freaking movie that depicts gods, it shows them on fluffy clouds. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like, have you ever seen the Disney movie Hercules, where they're literally living on that massive cloud?
Yeah. No, I get where it comes from. It's just, I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
So, you know, when it comes to that aspect and component of it, I'm still absolutely working through that whole attachment to money, you know, and it's the way it's manifested itself is that, like, I have these specific things I want to do because I'm an energy healer. And, like, it's relatively new, and while I do have some clients and that's growing, I'm like, okay, well, is this going to pay the bills? Because I still don't know yet. Like, I can't tell. Like, should I abandon and go back into Matrix? I don't know. Where's the money? So I'm working through that and still trying to, like, see where it goes. But I think ultimately I want to follow this passion and continue with this passion. And what I'm going to have to do, and I know I'm going to have to do this, and I will get there eventually, is I'm going to have to surrender and trust that through this journey and avenue of serving, that it will somehow ensure that my needs are met.
Right, which is exactly what the universe will always ask you for when doing this journey. They are going to ask you for you to take that risk. They are going to ask you to find that courage and start learning about yourself. I cannot talk about this enough. I don't want you guys to get caught up in all of the outside noise about their take on spirituality and what spirituality is, and push their beliefs onto your beliefs, because that's not what it is. Like, we are not here. All these star seeds on this planet are not here to tell you how to live your life, because we're no different from the Matrix at that point. It's just star seeds' roles should be that we're just here to offer guidance and support and help you discover who you are, why you are here. We are here just to support and guide. We're not here to tell you our teachings. We're not here to tell you to believe in other stuff. And if people are pushing that on you, I mean, if that's what you're looking for, that's what you're looking for. I'm not here to judge, but you shouldn't really be looking for that. What you should be looking for is people to kind of hold your hand and kind of guide you in some certain directions and highlight some of those behaviors. And it's like, but you still have to put in the work. It is absolutely 100% your responsibility to put in the work.
Absolutely. So if you are looking for your alley, please do check out our Higher Vibe Tribe community on Patreon, which you can find at www.patreon.com/vibehigher. And you can actually go in and try out the community for 7 days, no commitment, and just see if it's a space that resonates with you. You know, there's lots of content in there already, including a couple channeling sessions, which, by the way, if you've never seen a channeling session, seeing one live is actually very fascinating. So if you want to check that out, that content is in there too. And then, you know, you can decide if this is the space for you. But we do hope that, you know, you'll stick around, because I've said this many times and I'm going to continue to say it, that everyone needs an ally.
Thanks, Tiara. I really don't like it when she says that. I'm just going to be very open and honest about that. I'm also very flattered, but I'm also very humble. I really do genuinely care about helping the collective. And I understand that I am not going to resonate with everyone. I certainly don't resonate with everyone, and that's okay. Yeah. But I do feel that people feel my authenticity and people feel about how much I care. And I do care, which is why we talk about such controversial things on this podcast and kind of debunk what the commercialized spirituality is selling you, because it's so irritating and frustrating for me personally. And it actually like hurts my heart, because there's a lot of people profiting off of your confusion and your vulnerability of not knowing where to go or what to look for. And I don't believe that that's what spirituality is all about.
So, you know, I do hope this episode helps give a little bit of guidance, particularly for those of you who are relatively new to the spiritual journey, or you're just getting started in that journey, or you've just had an awakening. You know, I hope that this can help steer you guys in the proper direction, because at least now you kind of have a sense of what to look for. But if you are just really curious and you're just like, gosh, is there anything online where I can get reliable information? We have talked before about the Ascension Glossary, which I think is just ascensionglossary.com. And so far, it seems to be the most aligned when it comes to the information Allie and I have channeled. So that's a resource. And I actually think that the person who hosts that does have a separate website with additional information, support, and services. So that could be a potential resource if you're just looking for anything online that might be helpful.
Yes, please do check us out. And thank you everyone for taking the time just to listen to Tiara and I kind of rant about some unpopular opinions. But we do have a lot of those. But I mean, we really appreciate you. I mean, obviously you guys listen to us because you find some value in what we have to say, but it is, we keep going and we keep doing this because, you know, we just feel A, called to do it, but B, also a responsibility to help those who are genuinely seeking community and help. And you know, that's what keeps us going. So really, like, we just owe a huge thank you to our listeners and people who are willing to tune in and are actually curious about what we have to say.
Absolutely. I don't think you guys have any idea how appreciative we are for your support and for your listenership, because we've been doing this for almost 2 years at this point. And so, you know, for those of you guys who have stuck around all that time, oh my God, we love you. Thank you so much. And for those of you who are tuning in for the first time or discovering us, we appreciate you too. And if you do like this podcast, please do leave us a rating on Spotify, because we absolutely love that. And share your feedback. You know, like, we're open ears when it comes to future topic ideas, or if there is something that you guys are just curious about, or maybe you're seeing a specific topic area online and you're just like, you know, this doesn't sound right. Maybe they can speak more to that. Like, we are open to anything like that. So you can definitely reach out to us, and our information is on our website.
Indeed. Well, thank you everyone again, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Yes, thank you guys.